Here's the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Steve Kaczynski. President Donald Trump's latest plan to overhaul the American immigration system has left some immigrant workers confused. That left the White House on Saturday scrambling to clarify that its new $100,000 fee on visas for skilled tech workers that will soon go into effect only applies to new applicants and not to current visa holders. The president on Friday signed a proclamation that will require the fee for what are known as H-1B visas, meant for high-skilled jobs that tech companies find hard to fill. The Justice Department has charged a man with the fatal stabbing of a Ukrainian refugee on a North Carolina commuter train. The charge means he could face the death penalty. DeCarlos Brown Jr. has a lengthy arrest record with 14 prior criminal cases. He allegedly killed a 23-year-old Irina Zadruski last month on a train in Charlotte. The case has sparked debate over crime and transit safety in such cities. North Carolina prosecutors charged him with first-degree murder. He now also faces a federal charge of causing death on a mass transportation system. Attorney General Pam Bondi said the killing was, quote, a direct result of failed soft-on-crime policies that put criminals before innocent people. The Senate has rejected competing measures to fund federal agencies for a few weeks when the new budget year begins on October 1st, increasing prospects for a partial government shutdown on that date. Leaders of the two parties sought to blame the other side for the standoff. Democrats accused Republicans of not negotiating with them to address some of their priorities on health care as part of the funding measure. Republicans say Democrats were making demands that would dramatically increase spending and were not germane to the core issues of keeping the government open. It is unclear how the two sides will be able to avoid a shutdown. NVIDIA has announced a new partnership with Intel to work on custom data centers and personal computer products. NVIDIA is also investing $5 billion in Intel's common stock. The deal unveiled on Thursday is subject to regulatory approvals. The deal comes a month after the U.S. government took a 10% stake in Intel. This agreement provides a lifeline for Intel, which has struggled after missing the shift to mobile computing. Intel has fallen behind amid the artificial intelligence boom that has propelled NVIDIA into becoming the world's most valuable company. Grammy-winning songwriter Brett James has died in a plane crash in North Carolina. Authorities reported that the crash Thursday afternoon involved a small plane with three people aboard. There were no survivors. James, known for his hits like Jesus Take the Wheel and When the Sun Goes Down, was 57. The plane, a Cirrus SR-22T, was registered to him, but it is unclear if he was the pilot. The Federal Aviation Administration and National Transportation Safety Board will investigate. James, who left medical school for music, was inducted into the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2020. And I'll take a look at your state and local news on Thumb Broadcasting after this.
Let's talk about America. Not taxes or tweets or the issues that divide us, but how incredible our country is. Left, right, up, down, state lines to winding coastlines. Whether you come home to a crowded city street, tree-lined suburb, or sleepy small town, everyone deserves to live in a clean, green and thriving community. And we all share in the responsibility to create beauty that ripples from one neighborhood to another and one block to the next. We are Keep America Beautiful, the nonprofit working with millions of people just like you to end littering, improve recycling, and beautify our communities. Because every mindful action and sustainable habit has a positive impact, and it all adds up. Learn how you can join Keep America Beautiful at KAB.org. Together, we can do beautiful things.
In state and local news, Justice Haynes rushed for 149 yards and broke one of 21 Michigan's three long touchdown runs in a 30-27 win over Nebraska on Saturday, extending the Cornhuskers' losing streak against top 25 opponents to 28 games. Bryce Underwood was just 12 of 22 passing for 105 yards in his first Big Ten road game, but scored the Wolverines' first touchdown on a 37-yard run. Dylan Raiola's 52-yard Hail Mary to Ja'Cory Barney Jr. for a touchdown to end the first half tied it at 17-all and gave the Cornhuskers momentum heading into the third quarter, but the Wolverines' run game put the game away. Ford Motor Company is taking a drive down the road in a couple of months. The venerable car maker is moving its headquarters for the first time in 7 decades, relocating to a newly constructed building 3 miles away in its longtime home of Dearborn. The new 2.1 million square foot structure formerly will be called Ford Motor Headquarters when it opens in November. It is part of a larger campus that will take the name of the current HQ, Henry Ford II World Center. Ford's current headquarters, located at 1 American Road in Dearborn and called the Glass House, opened in 1956. The new HQ is 5 to 10 minutes away and is designed to enhance collaboration and innovation by colloquiating corporate leadership with design and engineering teams. It places 14,000 employees within a 15-minute walk of the main building. It will feature 6 design studios, a 160,000-square-foot food hall accessible to all Ford employees, wellness room, mother's spaces, and 300-plus tech-enabled meeting rooms. General Motors also is in the midst of a headquarters move, leaving its iconic home along the Detroit River for a new office building in downtown Detroit. The Red Hawk Wellness Center and Cass City School District is ready to serve youths again this year. The Cass City School District was the only school in Tuscola County that was awarded funding to operate a health service program. The clinic is available to any student in the district between the ages of 3 to 26 years old. The center is staffed this year by nurse Kathy Schutte and social worker Maddie Peters. The district was among 26 schools that the MDHHS awarded a total of $2.4 million in funding to develop a health service program 3 years ago. Also, the district was awarded a $450,000 construction grant from the MDHHS to develop the clinic. Of that funding, $75,000 was used for the planning for the clinic. A few of the health care services the clinic provides is first aid, health education, and mental health. The plan is to have the clinic's webpage up and active by this upcoming week. The Bad Axe City Council approved the purchase of some equipment during Monday's city meeting. Approval was given to purchase a new hook assembly from Caterpillar for $1,088 for the DPW. During discussion about the purchase, it was noted it could be used by the new Cat loader. The DPW was allowed to purchase a new 2,500 PSI hose for the vac truck for $2,014. During the meeting, Huron County Commissioner John Hunt provided a brief summary of what the County Board of Commissioners have been doing. Commissioners are in the process of reviewing the concerns residents have about the solar ordinance, labor negotiations, and how Federal Commissioner Steve Vaughn was able to settle a regulation issue so the county could receive the funds for senior meal services from Region 7 Area on Aging. And that is the news for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Steve Kaczynski. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can go to thumbnet.net.